This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
Welcome to this CDC podcast about the ongoing Salmonella typhimurium outbreak investigation. CDC is collaborating with public health officials in many states and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, to investigate a multi-state outbreak of illnesses caused by Salmonella serotype typhimurium. Since September 2008, close to 500 people from the United States and Canada have been found to be sick with the outbreak strain of Salmonella typhimurium. Investigations conducted by CDC with state and local public health partners show that king nut peanut butter served in institutions such as schools and nursing homes, and peanut butter-containing products such as Austin and Keebler prepackaged peanut butter crackers sold directly to the public are responsible for this outbreak. Other peanut butter-containing products are under investigation. FDA is investigating the Peanut Corporation of America in Blakely, Georgia, which produces king nut peanut butter. They also produce a concentrated peanut paste that many companies use to make a variety of peanut butter-containing products, including Austin and Keebler peanut butter crackers made by the Kellogg Company. The Peanut Corporation of America recalled all products produced at their Georgia facility since July 1, 2008. And stopped production of all peanut butter products on January 9, 2009. The Kellogg Company recalled all Austin and Keebler peanut butter crackers produced since July 1, 2008. Many peanut butter-containing products have been recalled. The current list of these products can be found on the FDA website at www.fda.gov. The number of products on this list is expected to increase. Major national brand name jars of peanut butter sold in grocery stores have not been associated with this outbreak. CDC recommends the following to protect yourself from getting sick. Do not eat products that have been recalled. Throw them away in a manner that prevents others from eating them. These products include King Nut brand peanut butter and Austin and Keebler brand peanut butter crackers. Postpone eating other products that contain peanut butter, such as crackers, cookies, cereal, candy, and ice cream, until information becomes available about whether or not that product may be affected. Search the list of recalled peanut butter-containing products on FDA's website to see if a certain product has been recalled. Call the toll-free consumer hotline number that may be on product packages or boxes to find out if the product is safe to eat. If you think you may be ill from eating peanut butter, consult your healthcare provider. Most people infected with Salmonella develop diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps 12 to 72 hours after infection. More information can be found at www.cdc.gov and by calling 1-800-CDC-INFO.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.